Brilliance Audio presents A Dangerous Man by Robert Crace. Performed by Luke Daniels. For my pal, Kim Stanley Robinson, a witness at Beggar's Banquet. A man's character is his guardian divinity. Heraclitus. If you're looking for trouble, just look right in my face. Elvis Presley. King Creole. Her family. Deborah Sue closed her eyes and listened with all her might. The TV was off. Their modest living room was dark, and Ed was sprawled on the couch. Her husband was dead to the world, but his snores were soft as a whisper. When they bought the little house, a block from Sunset Boulevard, Ed worried traffic sounds would be intrusive. But they weren't. Not really. Deborah Sue had grown used to the noise quickly, and found the sound soothing. She touched her husband's shoulder.
"Let's go to bed, baby. Get up."
Ed lurched awake, eyes wide and blinking.
"What happened?"
"Bedtime. Everything's fine."
Ed's eyes flagged, and he was halfway back to sleep.
"Scared me. Sorry."
"It's late. I'll be right in."
Ed swung his legs off the couch and lumbered into the hall. She heard him use the bathroom and settle into bed. But Deborah Sue didn't move to join him. She whispered his name.
"Ed."
She said her own name.
"Deborah Sue."
She said their daughter's name.
"Isabel."
Deborah Sue smiled.
"My family."
Deborah Sue finally rose from the chair and moved through their quiet home. She made sure the front and back doors were locked, carefully checked the windows, and turned off the lights in each room. She set the alarm. The warm night air was rich with the scent of night-blooming jasmine and orange blossoms, along with a trace of fresh paint. They had painted their little home with cheery colors after escrow closed, a bright lemony peach with a pale lime and burgundy trim, and joked that they'd given the place a new car smell. Ed planted two orange trees in the backyard, but the jasmine had been there, and Deborah Sue loved it. The jasmine was a sign. Their little house would be a happy and beautiful home. Deborah Sue turned on the outside lights and made her way down the hall. She stopped outside Isabel's room when she heard her baby girl singing. Deborah Sue stifled a giggle. Isabel cracked her up. Isabel was 3 years old. She was their only child, though Deborah Sue and Ed talked about having another, and an absolute sweetheart. She was sweet, good-natured, and almost always happy. Deborah Sue moved closer and listened.
"La la 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 la."
Deborah Sue fought not to laugh. Isabel was lying in her crib, waving her arms in the air and singing to herself.
"La la, la la."
Deborah Sue didn't go in. She didn't want to disturb her daughter and have to bring Isabel into bed with her and Ed. Right now, undisturbed, Isabel was in a wonderful, beautiful dreamland, imagining whatever fanciful stories happy 3-year-old girls imagined. Deborah Sue loved Isabel so much her eyes filled with tears.
"Every day, baby girl. Every day of your life will be as happy as this. Daddy and I'll make sure it is."
Deborah Sue eased past Isabel's door and crept to her bedroom. Ed was out cold and no longer snoring. She brushed her teeth, flossed, and washed her face in the dark, then sat on the edge of their bed. Deborah Sue listened and heard only the soft baby girl melody.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?